It all started late one afternoon in the peaceful little town of Lamonic Bibber. Summer was almost at an end, and the day stretched out long and lazy like a huge glossy panther made of time. The birds chirped in the trees, the rabbits chirped in their burrows, and a fox walked along the railway tracks whistling greensleeves and thinking fondly of a vixen he had once loved. Up on Boaster's Hill, a little girl sat reading a book called Cobbler Wins the Prizes. Now, this little girl's name was Polly, and she was the sort of girl you could be friends with. She was brilliant at running and jumping and scabbing up her knees, and she didn't have no time for nonsense, okay? She was brave and honest and true, and when she laughed, the sunlight went splashing off her pretty teeth like diamonds in search of adventure. But where were the laughter and diamondy teeth now? Nowhere, because Polly was bored.
"Cobbler Wins the Prizes is full of escapades, but that's just a book," she complained to herself. "Nothing exciting never happens round here, and that whopper dog Jake never even comes round to play no more."
For alas, it was true. Polly hadn't seen Big Jake all summer long. Oh, how she missed riding on his huge furry back and pretending he was a horse or a spaceship.
"Jakey!"
she called hopefully in case he just happened to be nearby playing cards with a dormouse or something. But there was no answering woof to be heard.
"Sigh,"
sighed Polly with a sigh.
"First no adventures, and now no Jakey. It's well unfair."
And with that, she lay back in the long grass. The hot sun beat down, and soon she was drifting away. When Polly awoke, it was dusk and the afternoon had grown fat with shadows. A low breeze whispered secrets in the bushes, and the light was all funny and golden, full of magic and mystery and moths.
"What strangery is this?"
whispered Polly. Her hair was standing on end, and her arms were covered in goosebumps. It felt like something was going to happen. And then, sure enough, something did happen. A little figure appeared over the top of Boaster's Hill. It was the strangest little man Polly had ever pointed her eyes at. For a start, he was only 15.24 centimetres tall, and he was made entirely out of gingerbread, with raisins for eyes. And he had electric muscles so he could walk around like you or me, and blue sparks came off him whenever he moved. And what's more, he carried an enormous biscuit tin, and it was stuffed full of money. And as you know, money is worth a lot of money, and there was an awful lot of money in that tin, and that's a fact.